When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Welcome to the Docs Who Lift podcast, where we distill and simplify the complexities of a healthy lifestyle, exercise, medicine, and weight loss. We're excited to bring you a podcast that's a prescription for clinical practice, scientific recommendations, and just real life. This is the Docs Who Lift podcast.
Oh, my God. Yo, hoy, hoy. Dr. Spencer here, the Docs Who Lift podcast. And we got my co-host, Dr. Carl Nadelsky Jr. This week, we're going to be talking about a little tweety bird that happened. The Steve Crowder, Louder with Crowder. I didn't know who he was, honestly.
I had to look him up and figure out who the heck he was. But I do recognize that Louder with Crowder deal.
Yeah, I guess. You know what's funny is that being a memeologist, someone's like, you don't recognize him? He's been in a meme you've probably used. Although I don't actually know if I've used the meme. I've seen it.
And I'm not a meme guy. I've definitely used it.
Yeah, I've never used it. I don't think I may have used it once, but it's the guy sitting there at a table and he's sitting there with, it's some caption and it says, change my mind or whatever. He looks like he's at Central Park. Honestly, it looks like to me. I don't actually know where it is, but he's got the sign. He's sitting at a table, change my mind. Yeah. So it's that guy. So there's a tweet earlier this week of this guy showing there's a Gatorade commercial, and it's not just any Gatorade, and this is somewhat relevant. It's Gatorade Fit, which is not zero calorie. It has like 10 calories in the whole bottle.
It doesn't even have artificial sweeteners, if I'm not mistaken, which people know how I feel about that. It doesn't matter, but I'm pretty sure doesn't matter.
But it's basically nothing. There's some electrolytes in the bottle and some flavoring. Basically, it sounds like. I haven't tasted it. I don't know what it tastes like. Doesn't matter. They're promoting it. I think I saw Cody Rigsby, who's a Peloton guy, another runner. And then they have this woman, Jessamine Stanley. I know her name now because everybody's like, that. She's a famous yoga instructor. So he took a screenshot. Or actually, no. He took a picture of his TV. Not even a screenshot of the commercial. A picture of his TV. And it was of Jessamine, this yoga instructor. And it says, no Gatorade. This is not healthy. Now, the picture is clearly she has obesity. And he's
basically saying that.
He's saying, this is not healthy. And now, granted, some people are trying to look in, trying to claim what he's actually means by this. But he did not pick out Cody Rigsby or the other runner who do not have obesity, picked out this individual.
And plus now he does have obesity. Know his history that one, yes. He is, to be fair, he is a comedian. He likes to stir the pot. That's why he originated.
He's a shit poster.
Meme.
Yeah.
But a lot of what he has said, I mean, he went on a rant last year, a year and a half ago, about Lizzo and Megan Thee Stallion, called them, quote, fat and disgusting, and said, and quote, fat whores just gel together in my head. That's not comedy. And we're
that's not
we're
funny.
Not like, we're by whatever far you from prudes, say. But that's not comedy.
Yeah. That's not funny. Yeah. It's not even, it's like, that's not funny. You're just being a jerk.
Yeah. And the problem is the reason we're talking about this is because it really is a bigger, myth, and a bigger problem with public perception, you know what I mean? And so the commercial is about people exercising, literally, because they're trying to promote their Gatorade Fit, whatever, fine. A commercialized sort of aspect. That's their thing, right?
They always do that.
And they are trying to use fitness as a marketing tool for their Gatorade. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, exercise is good for people. Exercise is, that's our thing. Exercise is healthy, and if we're going to specifically talk about yoga, since that's what she was doing in that yoga, every study I've ever seen on yoga seems to have some benefits, health benefits. So then he's,
regardless, Gatorade's trying to, so I responded, I quoted the tweet. I said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but exercise, regardless of your body's shape or size, in all caps, is healthy. And then I made a, you know, I put that into an Instagram and a TikTok. And so what's funny is that, you know, you get these people coming out of the woodwork saying like, obesity, I can't believe you're saying obesity is healthy. And it's, and, or no, he was talking about the Gatorade. So first of all, if he was talking about the Gatorade,
the Gatorade's like fine.
Said, has 10 calories.
It's not unhealthy.
It's fine. It's not regular
Gatorade.
It's also
Gatorade. Not a magic and pill. It's not a magic drink. It's not uber healthy, but it's fine.
They didn't show somebody sitting on the couch, smoking, drinking, eating whatever, potato chips or something.
Which, by the
like
way,
that.
He likes to, drinking according to his profiles, he likes to indulge in alcohol and smoke something. I don't know what, but
they showed different types of people, different body shapes, exercising, different types of exercise, mind you, running, biking, yoga. Maybe we would have liked somebody lifting weights, but whatever.
If we were Gatorade people, they would have only been lifting weights. We would have.
But it shows Jessamine, this really good yoga instructor, doing her poses first of all, and then there were a bunch of other people that were saying like, yeah, but what about her cervical spine, her C-spine?
Oh my god.
Well, if you look at the picture, she's on her forearms, she's not on her head, she's
even
not like, and I did the pose though. I was like, okay, let me just do this. There is no pressure on my head. There was barely any just to stabilize myself. And she did it way better than me. I could hold it for just like a moment. Casey could do it. Again, he had abs in the womb. I like to say that every episode. But my brother can walk a football field on his hands. So I'm pretty sure he'd be able to do this. But
that's kind of weird. Maybe some of our ortho spine friends can give us a curbside consult and say, is standing on your head actually bad for your spine?
My friend Dr. Carrie, she said, yeah, if you're on your C-spine, I wouldn't recommend it, but if based on what I can tell from the picture and the poses and from other people that were chiming in, that pose, it's mostly the on your forearm. So let's make that a moot point. My point is, so when people are like, you're saying obesity is healthy, I'm like, I never said obesity was healthy. What I think we should do is promote physical activity, regardless. We've talked about this before. Obesity is heterogeneous. We've done multiple episodes on this. You've done freaking international lectures, I believe. And I've done many lectures on this as well, talking about the heterogeneity of obesity. And regardless of your body shape and size, exercise should be promoted, and because it is healthful.
And no matter what happens to your weight. So when we talk about someone with obesity, this goes back, and like you said, we say this every time, but we can sort of stage the clinical severity of someone's excess or abnormally distributed adiposity, by definition obesity, based upon the risk or their current health complications from that obesity. And that helps us decide the urgency of it. Every single person, whether you have truly, truly what we would call healthy obesity, like zero complications, oftentimes in the younger people, oftentimes genetically determined, and by the way, oftentimes has to do with all the other healthy behaviors. So if you have obesity and you are physically active a lot, you engage in exercise, aerobic, resistance training, yoga, all that other stuff, and you have a good quality diet. This gets into dietary stuff. So beyond just the energy balance, obviously that has to do with the adipose amount, but there are quality concerns with dietary habits. So if you have a healthy diet, you know, for you, good exercise, good physical activity, good sleep, you don't smoke, you do all these things right, you have a much better chance of truly being healthy despite your obesity, and you're actually treating the obesity to some degree. You're not necessarily treating the underlying root causes.
Not
of
treating the adipose
amount. Yeah.
You're not treating the adipocity. You know, you're treating other
kind of
potential
the downstream
stuff.
And so, and that's what was so. And we're far from the people who get what do they call it when you get outraged? Like the outrage people, like instant outrage.
Yeah, we're not.
We don't get outraged really. It's hard to really offend us.
Outrage culture.
But it is. Yeah. This was kind of like, okay, you know, you're a guy who, you know, you like to stir the pot. That's fine. You're a comedian. He kind of goes to like the far right. He makes things political. So he's trying to turn this political because he's kind of a far right guy. Yeah. So he made this a liberal thing. It's like, this isn't politics. This has nothing to do with politics.
No.
This has to do with health.
And people, they're saying they're trying to normalize obesity. It's like, the thing is though, like, I have news for you. Obesity, if you're just looking at averages, it's becoming normal.
And it doesn't mean it's prevalent.
It doesn't mean that's right. It doesn't mean it's a good thing. It's just it's normal because everybody's got it. So what some of the people with obesity on my comments were saying were like, well, they yell at us when we don't exercise. Now they make fun of us when we do exercise. Now we can't do anything. We're just out of luck.
This goes back to, we did a podcast about our publication about our dream of a gym clinic. You know, that one was specifically diabetes. Yeah. We've done it and we want to do it. I'm going to try to develop it here at my new department. And part of the reasoning is because of that whole gym intimidation, right? People who are struggling with obesity don't always feel comfortable going to the gym because of jerks like this guy. And they look at us and we try very hard to say, you know what, most meathead guys like us that have been doing this forever maybe have good genetics and all these other things. So yeah, we are fit with the physiques that we have. We are proud of people who are struggling with obesity and diabetes and everything else who are at the gym with us. We like that.
Yeah.
But then you get guys like this, now suddenly that's not helping. That's hurting the cause. So it's
it wasn't funny.
That's not true because it's almost like he's dogging exercise. So it's like, so what do you want them to do?
So that's what I said. And they're like, you're making a straw man. No, he's saying she has obesity. So she's that's not healthy. And it's like, she's being healthier by exercising. I don't know. It's a health relative.
And who knows? She might be seeing a doctor like us and she might be getting on medications to help her diet.
Well, it doesn't matter. Even if she's not, her exercise, I don't care if she is or not. She's exercising.
Good.
It's good, and she's being a good role model for those that struggle with obesity, whether they're trying to lose weight or not.
Yeah,
and that's a good thing. So, like, I don't know. It just bothers me because it's like, you know, my patients see this and they've been ridiculed for a long time.
Right. So unhealthy.
Had to speak up about it. So yeah, and we're obesity doctors. We have to advocate for our patients because this. You know, like I said, the unfortunate thing is, obesity is it's more normal now.
It doesn't mean it's normal.
Unfortunately, some people
it's prevalent. It's
prevalent.
We need to do
so. Like so, yeah. If it's normal as in prevalence, whether it's what we should, what our bodies should be or optimal for health. We know that we've done lectures on this.
So,
does even having a metabolically healthy obesity increase your risk of cardiovascular disease?
Yeah,
there's a slight uptick, but like honestly, everybody's trying to be as healthy as they can. Exercise is good. Let's promote it. Let's say like, hey, let's understand that a lot of people have obesity and they should be exercising. But here's the other thing: they never post like pictures of the supermodels who are starved thin, and nobody ever says, so and so, this is not healthy. It's always about obesity. Yeah. It's never the bodybuilders. We just did this podcast last week, dying early. Nobody ever posts pictures of bodybuilders and goes, this is not healthy. It's always somebody with obesity. Yeah. So it's hypocrite.
It's stigma, stigma bias, all that stuff that we work on, but so this is not the only thing where he spreads misinformation, by the way. I just looked at his
it's Twitter, classic.
And it was just a couple months ago, November 22. He said, now that Twitter stopped enforcing its COVID misinformation policies, I can finally tell you that the vaccine doesn't work. Well, that's
classic.
Absolutely categorically false. So now he really is causing problems because if people listen to him, then they think the vaccines don't work. And that's obviously wrong.
Yeah. I mean, of course, if they listen to them, they probably don't think it works anyway.
Well, this is the problem, misinformation. And so we're calling it out. I don't know. Maybe he wants to. Maybe he can come on our podcast and preferably live when we're all in person, and see what happens. Come on, Crowder.
Louder with Crowder. Crowder.
Come on, man.
Crowder. Anyway, all right. Well, this was a pretty quick. It's just kind of a rant about this concept. We really like to advocate for our patients and like. We like good, funny, we like, sometimes off color humor, of course, but this wasn't funny. It was just not, we're not woke.
I don't even understand what woke is, but they'll call us woke. I don't know what that means, but they'll say we're woke because we're evidence-based and science-based. They called science stuff
for some reason. They call me a liberal hippie, which maybe I am. Maybe I'm just a liberal hippie.
You're a capitalist, though. That's not liberal. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know. We're not getting into politics.
And
we don't. It doesn't matter for what we talk about. We're here for health. We're trying to.
No, we're just
fight
trying to
talk
about the science. Trying to help people.
And this guy is not helping
that's
the cause.
Apparently, that's woke. That's woke. Yeah.
Woke Crowder.
So, all right. Till next time. Short one today.
This podcast is for entertainment and education and information purposes only. Remember, the physicians on this podcast are not your physician. It should not be considered professional or personalized medical advice. It should not be used to replace speaking with your physician or medical professional to discuss your specific health concerns. The topics discussed should not be used solely to diagnose or treat any condition. As a result, we are not responsible for any unwanted medical outcomes. The views and opinions discussed are of those of the host only and do not represent those of any other entities.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.